Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
All right, week 11. Let's go into our tight end rankings for week 11. Travis Kelce at number one, Mark Andrews at number two. We don't know if Mark Andrews is going to play straight up. Like, he's got limited practices in, but it's been like super mysterious around like the way he's been practicing. So, you know, if he doesn't play, just slide in Isaiah Likely. I know Isaiah Likely didn't have like the best game the last time Andrews missed, but it was against the Saints, tough matchup. He still caught a tight end. He still caught a touchdown though, so still very viable. Zach would play over him over T.J. Hockenson, who I have at number three here.
Yeah, that's what I would do personally, but that's just me because I think Isaiah Likely is that talent. You know, like I said, I call him the tight end handcuff for a reason. I think he could slide in and have a nice – I think he's a higher upside than T.J. Hockenson because there's a bunch of other weapons. You know, Dalvin Cook could have a big day. Dallas' defense has been vulnerable against the run. Justin Jefferson's a monster. We just saw Christian Watson destroy the rookie backup for Dallas because they don't have anybody else to start. They're thin at corner. So T.J. Hockenson, he could have a good day, but I think, you know, Isaiah Likely's upside would be a little bit higher if he played. It's funny because he caught one pass last week, Isaiah Likely.
Yeah.
He finished as a tight end 9 on the week. It's a tight end one performance on one catch. That tells you what you need to know about this tight end landscape. It's bad. So like if it might seem a little aggressive to say just put Isaiah Likely right where Mark Andrews was, but if Travis Kelce is a tight end 1, Mark Andrews probably gonna be the tight end 2. And if he doesn't play Isaiah Likely, you know, he's gonna finish right in that range if he gets more than one catch, I think.
I hear that, man. Okay, so Hockenson at 3, because he's been getting the target share ever since he landed in Minnesota.
Yeah.
They're at home against Dallas. I still think he's going to get the targets. George Kittle at Arizona. This is a really, really good matchup for tight ends. So, you know, Kittle is obviously in your lineup. Dalton Schultz against Minnesota. He's gotten the targets, you know, last week out of the bye, getting the targets, you know, right behind CeeDee Lamb. So, against Minnesota, I feel like he could have a big game.
Yeah, Dalton Schultz and... this is all you need to know. The only question you have to ask when you're saying, should I start Dalton Schultz is Dak Prescott playing? If yes, you're starting him. If not, you don't. Like, that's just how it goes.
He had a 23% target share last week. So,
yeah.
Pretty legit.
And that was with CeeDee Lamb, you know, having a huge game too. So, it's clearly CeeDee Lamb and then Dalton Schultz in that order, the pecking order, you know, as far as where targets are going in the Cowboys offense.
So, and I don't know if it was just me, but he looked better. Like, he looked a little healthier last week than he did the weeks before. Like, the weeks before, he looked like he was an old man hobbling on the field.
Jason Witten. Yeah. He was giving me
at the end of his career type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah.
He looked better.
The thing about Dalton Schultz is he doesn't do much outside, you know, the catch, after the catch. He catches it and kind of sits down. One of the staple route that they run with Dalton Schultz is 7 yards and turnaround, just right in the middle of the field. And Dak hits that 3 or 4 times a game. So,
yeah.
He has a nice floor, especially with the tight end position the way it is.
Pat Freiermuth got a huge target share in his first game without Chase Claypool. So continue to start him, you know, as one of your every week tight ends. Cole Kmet at Atlanta, you know, he's caught 5 touchdowns in the last 3 weeks. You know, let's see if he continues. If you had to bet on him scoring this week, And, you know, it's funny. The way I look at it, it's like, well, if a player scored a ton over the last couple of weeks, like the odds are that he's not going to score this week. Right. So it's like I always think about it from like a math perspective and like a statistical perspective.
Yeah.
But you got to keep rolling with him, right?
Yep. You have to. And just the way that Justin Fields is playing, it's not just, you know, Cole Kmet. It's not like he just had one good week and that's it. He's had a couple of good weeks, and Justin Fields is looking for him in the end zone, you know, and that's what you want. And with Justin Fields doing his thing, you can't, you know, not start him. And that's why Darnell Mooney, I think, is a little bit higher in the rankings too. As long as Justin Fields playing the way he is, you know, there's going to be good quality targets going around. And Cole Kmet, you know, and we keep going back to this, you can say it every single time. Once you get out of this top 10 range, it's really bad, but the tight end landscape is barren. And if you're going to start somebody, you know, Cole Kmet, you want to go for upside? It's one thing to say statistically, it's not going to continue these touchdowns, but then it's also like, you know, would you bet on the touchdowns not continuing or just relatively decent production continuing for Cole Kmet? I'd take relatively decent production, and that's why he's ranked at 7-4.
He had 100% of the end zone targets last week, 33% of them the week before, and then 50% of those end zone targets the week before that. So Justin Fields is definitely looking at him in the end zone for sure.
Yeah.
Gerald Everett against KC. I think I would have ranked Everett a little bit higher, maybe above Kmet, maybe above Freiermuth. Actually, I don't know. Well,
no.
Because of the matchup against KC. The only reason why I didn't, honestly, is because he's a little bit banged up right now. Mm-hmm. And he's been limited in practice, so he's not 100%. I don't know how much he's going to play in this game. So he's a little bit iffy to me this week. If you don't want to take any risks, I might start Greg Dulcich, who I have at number 9 over him this week, without Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Gerald Everett, I wasn't exactly sure. I have him in a league or two, and I'm not starting him this week. So,
Who are you starting over him?
Who am I starting over him? Well, as punishment for taking Kyle Pitts. I saw this. Somebody posted this. As someone, I forget who said it. I took Kyle Pitts, so as punishment, I'm starting him every week. I'm starting Kyle Pitts over him. But, you know, I think Greg Dulcich, I would start over him this week. Maybe even Tyler Higbee. Just because Cooper Kupp's out, I wonder what his target share is going to look like.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see what that looks like. I have Dulcich and Higbee in the league that we're in together. I have both of them, and I'm trying to figure out, A, who to start this week, and B, who is going to be my guy moving forward, right? Yeah. If I'm going to depend on one guy, who is that going to be? And I'm really, you know, with Higbee, you know, he got the targets last week, and that's great. But it's because he was targeted at a very high rate per route run. His route participation still isn't where you want it to be. It was at 59% in week 10 and then 61% in week 9, which is not good. Like, you want it to be 80% or higher for sustainability. And for those, he was targeted on 31% of his routes last week, and he was targeted at 40% of his routes like 2 weeks ago, but only 39% route participation. So, like, when he's running routes, he is going to be targeted. However, will he be targeted? Will he be running routes? That's my only question. And, you know, I guess the assumption can be with Cooper Kupp out that he's going to be dependent on in the pass game.
Yeah. They're going to have to cater to Cooper Kupp being out. And that Tyler Higbee, you know, Matthew Stafford, if he's playing this week, which he should, right? I think he's supposed to play this week.
Yeah, he's ready to play. He's good. I think he's out of the concussion protocol.
Yeah. Matthew Stafford has looked to Tyler Higbee, you know, in the past. He's inflated his target numbers a lot this season. Earlier in the first 5 weeks, he went 11, 9, 4, 14, 10 targets. So, you know, he'll have volume, I think, with Cooper Kupp out. That only solidifies it, I think.
Yeah, it's a tough matchup in New Orleans. They've been holding tight ends down pretty well. But the way Higbee runs routes, it's a little bit different. Like, he gets screens. Like, he gets targeted near the line of scrimmage.
He gets screens a lot. I did notice that. You're right.
Yeah, and, you know, he it's not like he's running routes, like, down the middle all the time where he's being targeted. That's not really how they use him a whole lot. So, not really overvaluing that matchup too much. The difficulty of that matchup too much.
Sure.
I got Kyle Pitts at number 11 here. Who are you playing Kyle Pitts over, who I have on the first slide here?
I don't think I would anyway.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm forcing myself to start Kyle Pitts over Gerald Everett just because of the injury. I'm not sure if it's going to be good enough.
Makes sense.
That's what I would do, but this is crapshoot range, and it's funny because Kyle Pitts is the beginning of crapshoot range. It's just bad at this point. Yeah.
It is. David Njoku might be back this week. He's been practicing, and he's been talking about coming back. And I would, if he comes back, like, I'm okay starting him, even against Buffalo. And, You know, I'm happy starting him. You know, I'm happy getting him back, especially given the tight end wasteland that we've been dealing with here.
Yeah, 100%. David, remember, Murphy, he's one of the most athletic tight ends. So,
and remember, like, he was getting it done for you, right? Early on the season. Like, he was one of the top five or six tight ends getting it done every single week. Foster Moreau, decent matchup against Denver. Denver, you know, does defend wide receivers really well, but they don't defend tight ends very well. So Moreau can have a good game. His route participation is like ridiculous. He's been running a route on 91%, 88%, and 95% of dropbacks over the last 3 weeks. Unfortunately, that hasn't amounted to like a whole lot of production, but he caught a couple touchdowns and, you know, he could do that for you. So he's viable, I would say. And
yeah,
I think that's about it after this. Well, no. Robert Tonyan, I had him. I liked the matchup. That didn't work out so well. But Trey McBride against San Francisco, this is a tough matchup for him in his first game. However, the Cardinals do run a lot of routes. Who knows if they're going to have Kyler Murray? That's the other thing.
Yeah.
The Cardinals do. Yes, the Cardinals run a lot of routes, but I meant they run a lot of pass plays. And they run a lot of plays in general. So that's why I like McBride going forward rest of season. But this week might be a little bit tough.
Yeah. Don't evaluate Trey McBride's performance this week. Because like you said, it's against San Francisco. And they might not have their quarterback. They might have their second string quarterback. You know, they should probably have one of them, I'm willing to bet. But it's just not looking like it's going to pan out for McBride this week. Especially with, you know, Rondo Moore's going to be in that offense. James Conner might get a heavier dose. They might just ease him in. You know, Zach Ertz, he's been a middle of the pack fantasy tight end, you know, but that's pretty much all you can ask for in terms of middle of the pack in terms of production. He's not like, you know, huge production, but he's had a nice floor for you. You can't judge Trey McBride. You can't expect him to fill those shoes that quickly, especially against a good defense.
And we got Hayden Hurst here at number 16. Would you play Hayden Hurst over McBride?
That's a decision I'm making right now in our league. And I think I am. Just given the circumstances surrounding Trey McBride, Hayden Hurst, I think I'd start him, especially with Jamar Chase out. He might have a little bit more upside than he would with Jamar Chase in. You know, there's still he would be benefiting from that this week. So I would start Hayden Hurst.
And then Tyler Conklin, you know, with him, it's a little weird because the Jets, you know, we don't know how Zabby in the comments is asking, what is Goddard's injury status? He's on IR right now. So he's not going to play for a while. But Tyler Conklin, his route participation actually went up recently. I don't know what they're going to do out of the bye. That's my only concern with him. But in the last 3 weeks, 76%, 72%, 79% route participation, which is great. And he's been getting targeted. However, that's also coincided with the Rondell Moore doghouse situation. So I'm sorry, Elijah Moore doghouse situation. So if Elijah Moore comes back in and he start playing the slot and they go a lot more 11 personnel, I'm not sure if they're going to be running a lot of routes with, or if they're going to be allowing Conklin to run a lot of routes.
Do you think the Elijah Moore doghouse situation is going to be over? I think it's just,
by the way, Zach, like, I'm barely making out of this podcast. Like as soon as the podcast is over, like, I'm going to be like, you know, like just sleep, just like wiping the sweat off my face. Like, whew, we made
sweat
it.
Sweat on your brow.
We did.
Anyway, maybe we just give him the rundown on these last few guys because, you know, probably not a lot of people are making these.
That's decisions. It, really. Taysom Hill at 18. Who knows what's happening with him? Maybe, you know, given the quarterback situations, maybe he comes in more, right, and plays a little bit more, maybe in the red zone packages. Who knows? And then Dawson Knox and Juwan Johnson are my last two guys here. And that's it. That's it. We did it.
We made it,
Zach.
We got 20 seconds to keep it under an hour.
Let's go. We're going to, I'm going to be going live on Sunday morning, you know, answering a ton of start sit questions, starting at 10:30 Eastern time over on Instagram. I'll be going with live with Lord Don't Lose, Lawrence Jackson, who is on NBC Sports with Matthew Berry on Wednesdays. Check out Lawrence there. But also we're going to be going live with Uncovered NFL at 11. It was a big Instagram NFL account on it. Big NFL right. Instagram account. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
And then catch the Blitz at 11:30. You got to check them out. And then at noon, going live with a bunch of other Instagram accounts, fantasy football Instagram accounts. So we have plenty of opportunity to do that and answer all your questions. If you want the full set of rankings, they're going to be up later today on my Patreon. Just click the link in the description of either the YouTube or the podcast description, and you'll see it there. And yeah, that's pretty much it, guys. Appreciate you dealing with me during this particular episode. And thanks for listening, guys. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you on Sunday. See you guys later. Bye-bye.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.